one real quick.
So, yeah, we have some room. It's a little tight in here. I know it's a smaller room than we usually have. You guys will be able to do this easily in Teams. So if there's slightly more people than computers, just, you know, find somebody who seems friendly and say, can I look with you? Adults, as you probably heard already,
yes.
If you have older students or if you're with older students who don't need direct supervision, it would be helpful if you could wait outside in the overflow room we have across the hallway, and we'll try to bring some stuff in there so you can follow along with the activities. But yeah, if you have younger students and you want to supervise them, by all means, stay. But if you don't think you need to directly supervise, it would be helpful to make it. So, okay. Let's get started. I'm listening to Lanier and Dennis, and I'm in the somewhat silly situation of introducing myself today. And also the activity leader for this Sunday. And we're going to be doing, well, this. So hopefully you can all more or less see the screen. Maybe can somebody come with us? There's one right next to the door. All right. Symbols on the screen. They appear to be flashing in strange patterns, moving around. So my first question for you is, what's going on? Sorry? Thought somebody said something. What did you say? Oh, interesting. What's switching sides? Let's see this again. I'll type in some more of these weird circles and triangles. So perhaps you can see things happen more. Okay. So this guy said that things are switching places with each other, or that's what it looks like. You can sort of see it, right? There's this triangle that seems to be swapping past other symbols. Okay. Yeah?
Turning into a plus sign, and when and then the arrow and the O switch sides or something.
Interesting. So you can see it right then, and looks like it happened again. When these arrows go past the O's, a plus sign appears to be produced, or at least, well, I suppose all we can say is that it's happened in the past, and it appears to also always be happening in the future. And now with an arrow, you see an extra plus up here. Okay, so that's the thing that's happening. What else is going on?
To me, it appears to be some sort of comparison, trying to create an equation.
Interesting. He ascribes some sort of desires or motives to this strange thing that's happening. Okay, so that's interesting. We should get back to that. It looks like the thing is trying to do something, or maybe at least it looks like to one person. Yeah?
It's trying to take out all the other symbols and make them just pluses.
Uh-huh.
Moving to the left, and then it deletes the arrow.
that, yeah, something is happening that wasn't happening before, which is that the arrows and the zeros are going away. So this person is doing something interesting. She's saying that there are rules that are being followed here, that every time you see an arrow to the left of an O, then it's misplaced and there's a plus. And every time you see an arrow to the left of a plus, there's misplaces, and so forth. But here's the funny thing. You said that there's a rule that gets rid of the arrows, right? There's also a rule that gets rid of the O's. But if we start this thing up again, maybe with fewer O's, here's some arrows, here's some O's. If there's a rule that says get rid of the O's, that means some O's should start disappearing, right? Yeah? Is that what's going to happen? What is going to happen? Any guesses? Any thoughts? Yeah? Okay, so you say a plus is going to appear. Where?
Where the O is.
Okay, let's see. Yeah, all right, what's next? Yeah?
It's going to do the same thing to that second O.
It didn't. Well, it did the same thing for one of the O's, but maybe not when you were expecting. What's next? Somebody who hasn't spoken yet. Okay. Yeah?
The third arrow from the right is going to do that same thing to the second O from the left.
Indeed. All right, what's next? The person next to the person who just spoke. What's next?
The plus sign is going to move on the other side of the arrow.
Okay, so which plus sign? Do you know or are you not sure?
The one right in front of the arrow that just moved.
Okay, so it should be the rightmost plus? Oh,
middle one.
The middle one, yeah.
Ooh, good guess, or maybe more than a guess. The person next to the person who just spoke. What next?
The arrow's going one more.
Okay, the same arrow move. Is the same arrow going to move again, next person?
Yes.
And it does. Okay. So the rules going. So why? How did you? Well, let me put it this way. Yeah. Why? Why was it always the same arrow moving? That didn't have to happen, right? It could have been that some other arrow, you know, went past the middle or went past the plus. Yeah.
The arrow keeps moving until it runs into another arrow in the chain.
Interesting. Okay, so there could be a rule that one arrow moves until it hits another arrow, and then it stops, and then it's somebody else's turn. Yeah? Okay, so a similar thing. The arrows want to move first, and other things want to move second. But what if there are two arrows that can move? Let me do something a little strange. Here there are two arrows. Which one's going to move? Yep.
Is it first one?
First one. Which is first? Or what do you mean when you say first?
The one on the left.
Left. All right. Any other guesses? Oh, there's only one other guess, so let's just see. All right. First one moved. No, I think we all at this point are convinced that the first one's going to keep moving. And sorry, by first, of course, I mean left. And it does. And now that the first arrow can no longer, the left arrow can no longer move, as you might expect, the right arrow moving. Okay. So what decided which arrow started moving? Sorry. Ah, yes. Okay. So something about these rules decided. But what about the rules? Yeah. Closest to the end of its journey. Interesting. And the end of its journey is on the left. Maybe it's the one just closest to the left. What if that's it? What if, in fact, the arrow that just moved doesn't know it just moved? So what if this thing has no memory at all? What if it's just that whichever arrow is on the left moves first? That seems like, could that also be an explanation for this behavior? So two explanations for this behavior. Either, it could be that the arrows have some sort of memory, and they know that sort of it's their turn, and they keep moving until they can't anymore. Or it could be that it's just that the leftmost arrow moves, and whichever arrow happens to be, you know, because the arrow at the left stays to the left, it will keep on moving. So let's see. So good, at
point, I think you have like a reasonable, a pretty good idea of what's going on here. So let me just maybe summarize the rules that you said. So you said, so you guys seem convinced that this thing is following the rules. You have a good idea of what some of the rules are. You know there's a rule that will exchange an arrow in and out. For example, there's a rule that will exchange an arrow in and out and create a plus. Whoops. There's an O that will exchange an arrow and a plus. There's, okay, now an O that, a rule that will exchange an arrow and that will produce a plus. And once we get to the end, as somebody said before, there could be rules that make the arrows and the O's disappear. What do you mean by the end? Somebody said before, once we get to the end, then stuff starts disappearing. What does the end mean? Yeah?
Once all the arrows are for the leftmost position they can be without running into another arrow.
Interesting. Okay, so once the arrows can't do the things that they used to be doing, only then do things get to disappear. Any other explanations? I thought I saw two more hands. Yeah?
When all the arrows get to the end,
okay,
the exit, the pluses are making them disappear, so I don't want to move them.
Interesting. Okay. So it sounds like you guys basically agree what was going on. Yeah?
After the arrows start disappearing, the zeros start disappearing, and it leaves only pluses at the end.
Okay. So there seems to be an order also to the arrows and the arrows and the zeros disappearing. First the arrows disappear, then the zeros disappear. Everything seems to be happening in order. So we have a bunch of rules, which I think we just went over. They seem to be happening in an order. The highest priority one, if you want to call it that, seems to be the one that moves an arrow past a plus. Next, one that moves an arrow past an O, producing a plus. Next, ones that destroy the arrows, and next one that destroys the O's. So at this point, I want to give you a sneak peek, which unfortunately we already had a bit of, but I want to give you a sneak peek into what's going on behind the scenes here. So, as you can probably tell, this is a computer program running on my laptop here. The computer program, I fed some stuff into it before we started by typing the name of a file into that little bar and hitting enter. And the name of the file I put in, if you find it here, has a bunch of stuff in it. And what is the, I don't know, anything interesting about the stuff? Familiar?
The rules.
Okay, so it's the rules that you just mentioned, and in fact, precisely in the order that you mentioned them. That's interesting. So, at this point, this game is maybe getting annoying, so I should just reveal. This is a set of rules. The rules do basically exactly what you guys think they do. The one part that wasn't, so it's a list of rules with different priorities, from highest priority to lowest priority. Each rule, if you wanted to speak it as a sentence, you would say, replace this with that, or from this to that, you can call it. So for example, from plus arrow to arrow plus, that's the rule that moves the arrows past the pluses. From arrow to nothing, that's the rule that makes the arrows disappear, and so on. So, okay, so the description you guys gave of this behavior is exactly the description I gave of this behavior to make it happen. That's cool. The one thing that wasn't clear before, what decided sort of which arrows move when they could, I'll just tell you, it's that the leftmost thing that can happen happens. Or the leftmost rule that can be applied, or if a rule can be applied, it happens in the leftmost place it can. And as you guys already saw, that would explain all the behavior that you saw there. Yeah?
It doesn't make sense
that
those are the only rules, because there's nothing to set. I noticed that the O's disappeared in yellow. There's no rule for the O's disappearing in yellow.
Very cool. Okay, so you noticed something fun. These really, really, these should be the only rules. These are the only rules we described. But over here, there is some extra stuff that really shouldn't be there, but I couldn't resist putting it in. Here next to the O, we see some like random junk. And at the very end of it, a Y. What does Y stand for?
Yeah.
What does P stand for?
Purple.
Pink. Yeah, or purple. Whichever. And also some funny dots, which, as you probably guessed, represent funny sounds. So this is a description. This over here is a description of some rules that will make some stuff happen. And this over here is some descriptions of, I guess, sort of extra stuff that can happen, that is supposed to happen while the rules are happening. This extra stuff doesn't affect anything that's going on with the text. So if for some reason your computers didn't have speakers, which as a matter of fact, all of your computers don't, then these would be totally irrelevant. You could delete them completely and they wouldn't affect your user experience in any way. If your computer didn't have a color monitor, you could delete those symbols and it wouldn't have any effect. So these are really the meat. These are just something to help you get an idea, maybe a better handle of what's going on. And as these things get more and more complicated, these things will become increasingly useful to you. So this type of thing, a bunch of rules for manipulating a string, is what you might call the simplest form of a computer. A computer is, you know, something that processes information by following rules. One of the simplest forms of information, one of the ones that's been around the longest, is just a big long string of symbols, like a book or a scroll or something, And one of the simplest types of rules to talk about manipulating a string of symbols is just the rule, replace these symbols with those ones. So you can think of this as sort of, you know, one possible picture of what it means to compute something, what it means to be a computer, boiled down as far as you possibly can, boiled down to the essence of information and rules to process that. This kind of computer doesn't seem very powerful. Seems kind of silly, right? It's making these tiny movements, taking a very long time. But something I claim, something I can't prove, something that nobody can prove, but something I hope to convince you of today, is that, well, let me back up. Something I can't prove, but something I hope to convince you of today, is that anything which is reasonable to call a computation can be done like this. It may take millions of years, but you can do it. That's, again, something I can't prove, but no one can. Something maybe more surprising, because some people can prove it, is that anything that these machines on your desks, these boxes on your desks can do, this thing can definitely do. That I can convince you of if I were a lot better at computer science by proving it. And there are people who can prove it and have. So that's kind of shocking. If you believe that this thing on your desk can do anything which can be reasonably described as computation, then so can these dumb lists of symbols. Yeah?
If you took out the sounds and colors, would it be able to run faster?
No. It's actually, I put in a limiter on the speed at which this thing can run, so it makes it easier to see. And later today, we'll start working with a version of this program that doesn't have a limiter, and it'll run faster. Okay, so at this point, let's start playing around. So on your computers, which hopefully you should be logged into. Did you guys get login information? Alright, who's been going? Okay, hopefully somebody was going around passing out login information.
If that's what she
is. Not, then for the moment, maybe you guys can share next to each other, and we can guess. You can get somebody to help you at the rest of the network. So, you know, for now, you know, just find a person next to you and watch. There was a list of names.
even if you're not looking, please take a look at what's going on so you can see what to do after you look at.
I only have two.
So, the first thing, well, okay. So if you look on the desktop of your computer, the screen that you should see just by default, you'll see two icons, probably. One of them looks like a cardboard box, and it says typomatic.jar, typomatic.jar. If you double-click that, a window should appear, which looks a lot. Ah. Okay, if you double-click that, the wrong thing happens. So close the, if you double-click it, and you get something that doesn't look like what's on my screen, close it out, and right-click the cardboard box. And you'll see, hopefully, a menu. There's a thing that says open with. And there's something in that list called the Java runtime. And clicking that thing, hopefully, yes, I see that menu change, is making this thing appear. Yep. Okay. So a very few of you may not have those boxes on your screens. If you don't have it, go to the left of your screen and click on something that looks like a folder. At the very top, sort of. And then you should see that cardboard box in there. Alright, were there other questions? Yeah. So now you have this thing opened up. What you don't have is a file full of rules. All right, some people made that. So next, what you should do is go to try just going to the desktop, if that's where you open it up. Yeah, actually, sorry. So go onto the desktop, and if you right-click, there's an option that says create new document. And after create new document, you can an option to create an empty document. If you do that, it'll allow you to create a thing. Name it if you want, and then by double-clicking it, you should be able to put text into that. And my computer. So if you guys have trouble making new documents, the worm will come around. In the meantime, for those of you who do have it out there, once you have a new document, you can start typing in rules, just like this. A couple things to be aware of. The from and to parts of the rule have to be separated by either a space or a tab, so it recognizes the break between the from and the to. And the different rules have to be on different lines to be recognized. If you want to put in stuff like this, that sort of is ignored by the machine, or that isn't part of the rules, you can do it by putting two spaces or two tabs or something like that in front of the line that you want to ignore. Alright, so at this point, so you should know roughly how to make rules. At this point, I'd like you to click over again to your
Oh, it's 3:30 right now?
Right. Okay. So at this point, if you go back to your this window here, you'll see in the bar where you're supposed to put where I put in the file before. You can, if you want, just type stuff into it. But another option, maybe if you're up there, is to click on these dots right next to it. And then you can go to, for you, you'll be going to desktop. And then you'll find,
yes.
Oh, interesting. So then if I have like software files in the desktop, then I can click them and I can load them up using that. So at this point, I want to just start, since some people are sort of already moving, I just want to start floating around and helping you out. So play with this thing, type in some rules, see if you can get stuff working. And soon we'll start handing out some projects or puzzles for you guys to do, just to start getting a feel for how this system works and how this idea of what computation is works. Okay, and hopefully by working on some of these exercises, you'll become maybe convinced that this sort of stupid looking procedure can in fact do anything on the computer.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So thanks. I forgot to say.
Color code? Is going to be available online?
I don't know.
You can put a color code by, at the end of your prompt, put two spaces or two tabs and then color code. And the codes that work are P, O, Y, J, C, and V. And you can figure out yourself by trial and error what those things mean. So, okay, who would be there who wants a list of consoles?
What's the schedule? Is it in that spot? Is it on the desktop? Oh, sorry. So, you can have any more computer, it's not like
So, yeah, I'm going to get it.
No, no. set the rules up so that you work with it.
Thank you.
So right now it thinks that was from arrow down to nothing,
yeah.
And then it thinks that the next thing is
nothing. I didn't have.
And then you have to put some spaces, you know, you'll have to put two spaces in the end of the board. Yeah, and if there are more spaces, you know, we'd be able to see more of them. But then you can put them in. That's something I've never figured out how to do with this. What do you do? How does it get more?
It's just this.
Okay.
And then, it's not that obvious.
Ah! The world uses that. All you do is. Very cool. Very cool. I wonder, it's funny. Unfortunately, this thing can't really take any input, right? So you can't play a game in like a traditional sense. But you can make sort of puzzle games where you ask the user to put in an input, and then the thing goes, and then either you get a message game. That might be a thing to think about, sort of trying to be a puzzle game where the user has to figure out what input he creates. Yes, if you put
there is
your
voice
face, so like,
I don't
know what that is.
Oh, no. Thank you.
Thank you. How do you what? I mean, so you have a rule that as it moves past it, you do something. Wait,
hello, everybody. So I'm sorry to interrupt you now that you've just finally gotten into whatever you're doing, but as usual, time flies when you're making machines that do what you want them to work out. And so it's already almost time for break. And before we take a break, I want to give you a thing to think about and possibly a thing to do in the second half of our presentation. So here I've loaded up some new rules that I prepared earlier. And I've loaded up an input, which are just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 dots. And so I'll start making the rules run. It's going pretty fast, but you can see that there are basically, it looks like only 3 kinds of symbols floating around here. And not that many types of behavior. It looks like there are maybe only a few rules. But you know, you'd think that with only, let's say, 3 symbols, and only a couple rules, something very simple would happen. But this doesn't seem very simple. Things sort of, you know, that list of, that string of dots got like longer and then got shorter, then like kept bouncing around. It seemed kind of unpredictable. Let me run it again with maybe 1 fewer dot and see what happens. So now I'll put in the 6 dots instead of 7. And it's doing something. Whoa. Oh, that's weird. It's already finished. Yeah?
10 dots.
10 dots? Oh, that's a great question. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, it'll go for a while. Any guesses? What do you guys think? Will this one be over? Whoop! Looks like even faster than 4 dots. This thing is, I've labeled it demo 27. I forgot what that means, but maybe 27 dots would be something interesting. So 1, 2, 3, 50 dots. 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21, 24. That's a lot of dots. Maybe I should turn up the speed. That's a lot of dots. So this is, well, I'll just leave this running for a while, yeah?
When some dots, like, find each other at the end, it makes an A, and after the A disappear, and the line becomes more dots, so it finds another dot on top of it, after it, at the end of every dot.
Very perceptive. So the A's are appearing at the end, depending on whether, once everything is sort of, well, you can see right now the dots are getting like stacked up. And at the very end, if it finds one dot that's unstacked, then an A will appear and start doing stuff. And if all the dots are stacked at the end, as you may see in the next couple minutes, or maybe not, then a different thing will start happening. So first of all, while this is running, let me just give you a peek at the rules to show you that as I claimed earlier, the rules are not that complicated. You can see that really, there's only, only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 rules. Only 3 symbols on the entire thing. And yet somehow, it's 6 rules and 3 symbols, you're getting this really complicated behavior. I mean, I only put 27 dots into this thing as input. Clearly something a little bigger than 27 dots is going on. Something, now you can see the second thing that this guy's talking about, is that now that it's found 2 dots stacked on top of each other at the end, now it's just sort of cutting down all the stacks of dots into single dots. So, let me tell you what this thing is doing. By the way, I should have said earlier, so you claimed earlier that the thing I showed you at the very beginning, the program I showed you at the very beginning, had a purpose that I was trying to do with it. Have you thought about what that might have been? Maybe not. Has anybody thought of the what might be like the purpose that was behind that? Yeah. Interesting. Okay. Why?
Because
an O and an O and an arrow.
Sure, okay, so for every arrow and every O, you will make one result, something like that. So then it will end up being the product of the two screws. So one arrow times the number of O's.
Interesting. I thought it was a good explanation. Did everybody understand that, or did they even want to hear the explanation again, maybe differently? Are people convinced of that? People can hear. What he said was, look, we know because of the rules that for every arrow and for every O that you start with, if you start with all the arrows to the right of all the O's, then for every arrow and every O, you'll produce a plus. So you're sort of looking at the number of, you know, for each arrow, will produce a plus for every O, and then the next arrow produces a plus for every O. And he claims because of this that the number of pluses you get at the end is the product of the number of arrows and the number of O's. So you can think of that computer, that sort of just sort of weird behaving machine that I showed you earlier, as having like a purpose or an intent that it's trying to multiply two numbers. And I'll let you in on a secret. When I produced the rules that I showed you, that I ran for you, I was trying to do that. That was my intent. So you can think of these, you know, these machines often as having a purpose, or, you know, having been produced by somebody, in this case, they were produced by me, with something in mind. The behavior I had in mind when I wrote down these rules, and I didn't come up with these myself, I got them up at Wikipedia, and you can too, is to do, play a little game that goes like this. You take a number. If your number is even, you divide it by two. If your number is odd, you can't divide it by two, since then you multiply it by three and add one. Now you have a new number. If it's even, you divide it by 2. If it's odd, you can't divide it by 2. You multiply by 3 and add 1, and now you have a new number. You keep doing this. And that, in sort of a complicated roundabout way, is what these rules are doing. They're doing that. You can think of them as carrying out that sequence of computations. The first couple examples we gave, the thing always stopped computing. It reached 1, and then it, you know, reached 1 dot, and then it quit. Nobody knows whether if you do this sequence of computations, you'll always reach a single dot. people believe it. Many people believe it. Some people probably don't. Nobody has any proof either way. This has been running for a couple of minutes now. It shows no signs of stopping. I'll let you in on a secret. Or maybe I won't. Maybe I won't tell you whether it stops. Because you probably know whether it stops, given that I told you nobody knows whether the thing always stops. But any case, this will keep going for a while. I let it run until the end of this math circle, and we'll still be going. So, the thing I wanted to say in talking about this was that you can make rules that look very simple and have very few symbols in them, but producing incredibly complicated behavior. So, the thing I want you to think about, that maybe some of you will want to play in the second half is this. So I'm going to start handing out some rules, like the numbers here, so they can them to you. I'm going to hand you the rules for a contest. The contest works like this. It's a contest about this phenomenon of creating really complicated behavior from very simple rules. The game is, you write a program with sort of very few symbols. I've limited it so that, you know, you're only allowed to enter programs under 20 symbols total, not counting all the spaces and stuff. And if you can do fewer than 20 symbols, well, that's great. And your purpose in writing this, in sort of creating these rules and creating this computer, is that when I put in as input a single star or a single asterisk, you want it to produce the most complicated behavior you can. And by that I mean you want it to run for as many steps as it possibly can. So, you know, you could write a dumb program, for example, where it has no rules. That's certainly a very short program, but it doesn't produce complicated behavior. It runs for 0 steps at a time. You could maybe make a slightly more complicated program where there's one rule that turns the star into a hello. If I put in a star and start running the program on that star, it'll run for one step, and then it'll stop. There will be nothing more to do. Do you have a question? Okay. So you could, maybe I'll give you a little hint. You could consider a program or a computer like this. This thing, has a total of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 symbols in it. And if I put in a star, the star will become 2 A's, and then each A will become 2 B's. So you can calculate for yourself how many steps that will run.
it certainly runs for more than one. And your goal is to just keep running with it. See how many, you know, if you want to participate in this contest, find a group of people, find a team you want to play with, and see how many steps of output you can get out of that one tiny single symbol. And with that, let's take a 10-minute break. And there are snacks outside. Again, please be totally outside the
computer. You still just missed a lot of room. But there's probably a trick.
Oh, I see. So you put in by hand all of the numbers, sort of from 1 to 30. That's interesting. I wonder, that seems like it was a lot of work. Do you think you could do it with fewer rules? Multiplying by 10. Do you know, here's a funny thing I did. I want to try this out. What if you put in 0? Is that a question? Oh, I suppose you just sort of coded that one by hand also. So, I see. Interesting. Yeah. One thing you could try, when you multiply by 10, if you put in your input, just using digits, that's actually a pretty simple procedure, right? Like 20 times 10 is 100, 31 times 10 is 310, and you just add 0-1 to the very end. So yeah, do you suppose you could come up with a rule that would take, you know, 3x10 Q and turn it into, maybe, oh, what if you just put a rule that said x10 Q turns into 0? Would that work there? So you can try it out. There's one caveat, which is that it may not work with 0. If you try it to do 0 times 10, you know, it may not work. But yeah, once you've mastered it, you may want to start a new file. So at this point,
yeah.
This rule is a priority. So you can do it.
So you figured out a substitution scheme.
If you don't want to leave the whole thing, you can say this file. Oh,
interesting.
Yeah. And once you, if you can figure out how to get multiplication by 10 working with only one or two, then try adding other things, let's say multiplication by 5. That might be more interesting. So yeah, that's cool.
You heard of Benoit Mandelbrot sets?
No.
Like coastlines and like jagged fractal stuff? Okay. I was just reading something about how during World War II they put him in a school to hide him from the Germans. Like he didn't know the math, he didn't know algebra. was just sat in class, and so he didn't understand it. Day after day, you know, they would go into their classes. What are you trying to get up to do from three? You're trying to get from that to there? So is it not going past that? Is that the end of the set? Does it need to break through that wall? What about that line that's in front of it? Trying to get it below the barrier? Or is that barrier a hard coded? So you can put that inside there, right? Nope, now it does it one. So it's counting. So once it does so many versions of cam, one. So that's a counter. So it's really not the good set of what you're working on. So it won't go beyond, that's a dilemma for the set. Like that's, remember he was talking about rules that were outside? Right, because that's one of those rules that's outside the set. It says, when I see that, I back this way. And this is outside the set that you're working on. So you have to ask them. You have to convert. Like one of these, and then an eye. That's what I was just telling you. I'm not going to be sitting in class. I'm not going to be sitting in class.
That's why it's all. So just
set it to, well, but how do you do it?
So
we have to actually do it to go to the
No, the E should go
to
the because
I used to set it has to stop, right? So we have to count the number of steps.
Now it says,
you have to count the number of steps, but because it can
number
of
steps,
we can use that to make, we can take a detour to that at least on multiple between two numbers, and then convert it back to a state by count.
So
is there a way to say, like,
are you
wanting
to
consider a certain number of
so a trick again, this is a good tip. So
I don't really use math.
I think it's
no. Oh, just knows this.
There we go. If you do shift control, you can get this thing and say
so other one, by less of less than that, then you can double it, but
if you want it to go down, yeah, you can
double it. What do you do?
Sure, you can, yeah, think of more rules that would make it. So this thing, usually you have to get a 12. So you want to think about that. Yeah, you could make new math. So yeah, you can think about little tiny details like that, and you can change that to tweak the behavior of the program or in a different way. So yeah, that's a good trick, right? If you don't want something to happen when there are only two batches, you can sort of add in. No worries, this is really cool stuff, yeah.
I have 21 oranges. 21 oranges.
How do you think?
No.
You know it works now, right?
Hmm?
Yeah, it works.
No, I'm not. I can't really do it. That's cool.
What? Oh, they said you got 230 things. I was like, no. Impossible. We'll see what you do. Okay. Oh, just. I got
one.
I actually got. Oh my god. I think you're going to be better.
Mine is.
Oh, no, I got one. It's really bad, and it's heavy, but I have one.
And when we have to make
we have to make
a program that terminates eventually, but it prints out the longest characters from all.
So can't you have one like that exactly because there's dates in back or something? Right, it's not done yet.
Yeah, no, but it eventually has to fall down.
What if it reaches that point, you take the energy to look at it, and that's not, then I'll hot. No. I don't know, I'm just messing it on 1 minute of what you're doing.
What? Oh, there we go.
This switch thing needs to move. Man, funny
now.
Wait, there's a switch?
No, like, wait, when you do a switch down like that, all the way down. So that we don't have to make it a really wrong thing.
No, it's down. Oh my god, that would be so simple. Oh, God.
I did it! Oh, just I did it! How is it worth this?
2:44. Is mine gonna halt?
Jacob, I potentially have this. I don't think we're actually doing this. I'm confused because where are we supposed to put it?
Mine's not gonna hold.
Why do you always have to
now I know.
Okay, 39.
Oh, cool.
Dude, 20. It's exactly 20 characters.
Okay.
Jacob, I can make that so much harder.
Okay, I'll just I'm gonna ask how do we make a submission?
Okay.
Okay. Oh, wait a minute.
Yes.
I know what I did.
Well, yeah, if you don't want to think about it anymore, I don't want to make it.
Oh my.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Woo.
Oh, so you're, are you doing something for the competition? Oh, I see. When you were saying, so this is that the idea that.
Oh, I got like.
Good.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Interesting. And this is like, no. You're not here, and I don't know.
I got trouble
in the family. Right, yeah. Well, yes. I mean, you have to hear. Yeah, think about it. That's really a cool idea. Yeah. That'd be cool. You added a lot of them.
I'm currently doing a contest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but this is the sort of thing. Look, you know, it doesn't depend on the number. It has to be less than 20 characters.
Oh,
yes.
That's the entire point.
You might have to try to look at
it. Oh, I didn't realize that. There we go. I'm just
going to
make it the longest. Let's see how.
What's the coolest
thing? Okay, I got it. Dude, I got one that's fairly good. It's not real good, but it's okay. Real good. It's not real good.
So now you got this thing, you got
Otis. What do you think about this one? This one might be good, but just so I can compare it to yours, just to see which one is, if this is jazzy. Go, can I see yours? I want to see if yours is jazzy.
Oh,
Z. This is another one.
Yes, use multiplication.
I have two to submit. I can't decide which one.
Here, look at mine. This one's mine. It's okay. It's not good.
It's not good.
You got an extra space. Or sorry, not an extra space. You're missing a space before.
Which one did you like?
two spaces. So it's going to be like all the space, all the space.
Really? We're all
over? Check the lines and tell you that again. So yeah, I will just do the rules of the game.
Why are they two there?
Oh, I should probably rename it then.
Why did
rename it. Some name we can recognize you by or recognize it by.
Well, just drag it into there and I'll
rename it.
So.
Okay.
I could delete this one.
Yeah, I'll just grab. Okay, so it's the
C3,
file
C3 that you want?
Okay, I'll just save this directly into there. And what do you want to name it?
Whatever the.
Okay, well, what's your name?
Okay.
Okay, so. Okay. And there we go.
I'm gonna fail star. Everyone's gonna have like 400 lines.
So, oh yeah, which weight class are you?
I'm in the heavy one.
20? Okay. Alright, I will figure out how to like adjust this now.
Okay.
Alright, cool. Thank you. Yeah, so if you predict this. Yeah. Sorry, you did somebody else
want
to
submit?
Hey, Jacob,
I submitted mine. What's the worst that can happen, right? Like, if you have something that takes a star as an input, it goes like.
Yeah, but they don't call me.
Oh, how many? Oh, it's too many characters.
Oh, well, this isn't exactly.
Yeah, that's.
This isn't.
Because once I get the rules, and then I just copy this design.
That's fine. You know what? If you have one that's too many characters, we can take a look at it. You know, even if we can't put it in the competition, like, you know, maybe there'll be somebody else who also has too many characters, and you guys can compete against each other. So, yeah, let's just drag on. Let's just drag in. One of yours.
Okay.
This was the first one I did. Okay. Yeah. So we have one. Okay, how many characters is it? I'm collecting the submissions now. So yeah.
Actually that one
Okay.
It's around.
Okay. Another? Okay. Yeah. Where's okay.
Maybe.
I mean, what's the fun in that, though, right? Somehow it doesn't feel the same to win a competition.
The one that the horse and the horse
got
hit,
right?
All right. Okay, the stress is gone. The stress is gone.
I'm going to fail.
That's the main force.
I was
like,
okay.
And then I won.
Guys, it's the one that runs most steps before stopping.
You missed me.
I thought it was most characters. Most characters.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Okay, that's what I was wondering about. Like, what does it mean, quadratic? What would that matter?
Yeah. Oh, there's a group there. I thought you were talking about that camera. Oh.
Oh, just.
How many
steps? 2 steps. I was wondering what yours, why yours was that way. I was like, well, what are you doing though? Just what's with your characters?
That's
no, I don't want to see yours. This is mine.
Anybody else want to compete in competition?
Okay, yeah.
No, I was joking. Yeah.
Yeah, because.
Okay.
Because it was the greatest number of characters.
Oh, yeah. We could, you know, we could do that too. Like, yeah, if you want greatest number of characters, we can demonstrate your greatest number of characters.
So the one on your drive right now is greatest number of characters.
Okay.
This will be the greatest number of characters.
Okay. Cool, like lots of those, yeah.
I actually have one.
Oh, really? Oh, great. Okay, I'll come again. Okay, here we go. So, alright, so you want to save this thing?
Yep.
Save as. There we go, okay. Yep, and then. Actually, can you type it? You have more hands than I do at this point. Okay, cool. Alright. Thank you.
Oh, I didn't have any more.
Alright, one more
thing. That's why.
Alright.
Guys. I know exactly what it is. It's the second challenge that you're going to solve. If you solve this, then you're winning. I just realized that.
Wait a minute. Can you figure out subtract it from 4?
Yep.
And then it's time to pull this.
Yeah, and then you like skew around with it so that it bounces back 4 times per O. Yeah. And you have the greatest number of O's.
Yep. Someone's gonna do that because I saw them messing around.
I just realized that for a second.
Oh man.
No way. I want
to. So it looks like that was the last competition submission. Unless we have any last minute entries. Nope. Alright. So let's take a look at how these things work. So just to review and also leave myself time to try and do some of the suggestions I choose and some of the things I do. The goal of this competition was to write a short program of some small number of things. I think everybody was under 20, of course. Was anybody under 15? Under 15 samples? No, okay. So everybody wrote a
program of 20
samples of
you. I just realized
that. Oh, do you want it?
We are like,
you can, I mean, well, if you think you can remake it, you can put it in there. Throw it in. Oh, this thing, still running. I calculated a long time ago how long this would go, because I, you know, sometimes use it during lectures, just as, you know, a nice background noise. And it'll go for, I think, like on the highest tempo setting for at least 45 minutes. But it does eventually stop, just like, as far as we know, all of them.
Does that one have more than 20? Could we have just memorized what
code
that was?
Yeah, I checked that. This morning I was like, oh no, the example one, what if it's...
It also doesn't start with just one star.
Yeah, well, you can make it... So funny trick, if you wanted to use this program, you could do a trick where you add a single rule that turns one star into, let's say, 27 dots.
Oh.
But you're over 20 characters. So you could add a rule that turns a single star into, say, you know, however many dots you have left, 4 or whatever. And it turns out at that point that you're not anywhere close to beating any single programs. So yeah, if you were a higher character limit, this would be a very good choice. But I set the character limit low enough that this character, this thing, will be out of the water. All right. So let's take a look at what we have here.
got the technical name of this typing machine. It's called Mark Marcel.
Yeah.
One inch to the camera maybe.
One of that. Okay. Oh, I see. Oh, right. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Okay.
Gotta do it, Jacob.
I about the loop
one.
Raise
your hand.
What this is doing? So that was a small number, probably under ten steps. So you need to count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All right. So we have a current record is seven steps. Let's go to the next. Oh yeah. Yeah, by the way, I should say, I'm sorry, we're in your sound. Okay, yeah. So, but even if it hasn't stopped, he could have proved it stopped just by noticing that all of these things were going towards this very hard task of building up the X's, and finally when enough X's built up, then it would have to stop. So, he's, yeah. Yeah. Right. So this is what people call scalable. If the character level were higher, you could just add more X's and it would also have.
The other interesting thing, you know, which kind of ties back with the other thing, is that we were playing with the numbers of if we took out some of the I's or lowercase O's or uppercase O's in order to add more X's, then that would make more full blocks to get to the end result.
But it would make it
a lot easier to get them because it would be a lot it'd be faster to get there. So there's kind of a way where we try to number some things to find a balance between what is the longest time to get to an X.
So let's just, since I don't want to count this thing, let's just run it real quick. 161. So this thing ran for 100.
to stay and see the rest of the contest results, certainly you're welcome to. I'll be here all day. But if you want to get going, of course you're welcome to go. Thank you so much for coming. I hope you had fun. Yeah, once you're done, log out of the computer.
Yeah, when you're done, please log out and make sure that you're done with all your papers and you don't want to keep it. If you could please leave it on a table on your way out, that would be fantastic.
Yeah. Alright. Yep. Oh, yeah. I did not have time to make it.